salute him. They've been having their investigation the last few weeks. So here to break it down for us is Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg. And, sir, we really appreciate you coming on with us today.
Thank you that I can be with you today.
Again, tell us about just basically about the Health Council of Europe, why you started your investigation, what your investigation is finding.
Yes, I'm a physician myself, and I was director for many years of a public health institution in northern Germany. And as my region has about 120,000 inhabitants, I used to count about 10% of the population getting ill with a flu and something or symptoms of a flu almost every year. So when I observed this, what we heard last April about Mexico City, a region with 20 million people, I was very much astonished that there were only 1,000 cases when somebody already spoke about a pandemic. I didn't understand it because in my small town we had more people getting ill within 1 or 2 weeks from the influenza too, when there was an influenza. And so I started investigating, and I found out that this was due to a change of definition. WHO had changed the definition what a pandemic is. Me, as a public health doctor, I learned that a pandemic is something spreading very fast. But as the flu always spreads every year very fast, or as fast as the planes fly, so this was nothing new. And a pandemic, which is really worthwhile, an alarm or an alert reaction of the people of this world, this is a pandemic which has serious diseases, which goes along with very high mortality, with many deaths. And so when I heard about the Mexican cases, I was curious why they did this, because it didn't give any sense. There was nothing extraordinary. There were mild cases. It was not even a new virus. This was obvious very soon, because elder people didn't get ill. People older than 60 almost didn't get ill. And this is a very clear indication for that they have already been vaccinated with a similar virus, or that they have been infected with a similar virus some years ago or many years ago. So I didn't understand why this happened.
And now you've had a chance to begin your investigation. When did the council start looking at this?
Yeah, the council decided in the middle of December, on the 11th of December. And last year there was a session in on the Committee of Social Affairs and Health in Paris, and we had an unanimous decision that we want an urgent debate on the topic, because we wanted to reinstall trust in the WHO, because the population in Europe is very much astonished about this agency, because they just they advised us twice now, or at least twice, and they told us there's a big threat for health. It was the bird flu, where they said thousands of people may be dead, and they said it now the same way with a swine flu. So we want to reinstall health in this. We want to reinstall trust in this WHO. And this is why we wanted an urgent debate. And we are 47 countries, and in this Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, we have all the parliamentarians. We have the national parliamentarians from 47 countries. We have the opposition parliamentarians. We have the governing parties there. So if you transport a topic to this platform, you can be sure that there is a discussion 47 times in the different nations.
Okay, doctor, not to interrupt, but we have to break. Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg is our guest. He's the head of the Health Council of Europe. We're going to break down what they found, and it's incredible, on the other side.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now in super high quality. at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg has been the head of health for the Council of Europe until late last month. Now he rotated off that post and is still an honorary member of it. Now he's a private citizen medical doctor who can now speak about this. They've been investigating it since last year. They've now started the formal investigation. From a week and a half ago, and we have the quotes here from the resolution about Big Pharma pushing this. Most of the White House here, the scientific experts on the payroll, they talk about it being a dangerous vaccine. The German government wouldn't take it, wouldn't give it to the troops. Our media lied and said there wasn't mercury in it. Of course, it killed a fraction of those what the regular flu does. So that's what they're looking at. So, in that first segment, Doctor, we got up to the point of the formal investigation starting. What did you guys hear in testimony in the last few weeks? And then break down personally some of the statements you've made, the research of what this appears to be.
Yeah, we had the WHO was present in the first edition, and there will be a report which will be finished in June, and there will be recommendations for our member governments. How to handle this problem in future, because we have seen that the governments had to ordered a lot of vaccines, and they were obliged. They made marketing commitments with pharmaceutical companies because they were threatened by specialists, by scientists, that there could be something very dangerous coming. So they just made those contracts. And within those contracts, which were secret, which we could not see as parliamentarians, there was written that the WHO was at the trigger to say this is a pandemic, and if they say it, then the whole business was on, and they had to take the vaccines for pandemic use. And this were about $18 billion worldwide value, and this is a lot of money in health. So we were wondering, because of this mild flu, how such an enormous waste of money could happen, and how millions of people could have been vaccinated parallelly to the seasonal vaccination, so it's a double vaccination, without any scientific evidence to do so. And there is Poland, for instance, where the health minister, she's experienced in public health, where she said, no, we don't buy this vaccine, and the Polish now are very well off. They are not vaccinated, they didn't spend the money. And in other nations, the people didn't trust. The French, for instance, they bought for 90% of the population, they bought vaccines, and only 6% took the vaccine. It's similar in Germany, and nevertheless, people are well off. This was the mildest flu ever, and the people were much clever, much more clever than the government. So we have to find out what was going on with WHO. Why did they do this pandemic alarm? And we found out that there is a public-private partnership within WHO, which developed the last 10 years, and which the very powerful pharmaceutical companies seem to have used quite well for them, for their purpose, for their shareholders, because they the decisions there were the reason why they now earn so much money with this vaccine. And we don't know what really happened. We only know that they changed the definition of pandemic, which was a very dangerous thing before, and now it's just a normal flu. It's called a pandemic, and this is the reason why the business for pharmaceutical companies was open.
Well, doctor, looking at this, and again, we're talking to the former head. He just left his post, a regular rotation off of it, last month as the head of the Health Council of Europe.
I still go on cooperating with my colleague and working on this matter very intensively.
So you're still part of it. My point is this. So out of the gates, and we noticed this, they changed the definition of a pandemic. So because they knew that it was very mild and wasn't a pandemic by the old measurement, not even near. So out of the gates, we know that that is fraud. And then in the reports I've been reading, the council and yourself have been talking about that the vaccine wasn't properly tested, was approved without testing, thanks to government's declarations of emergency. That's why they went with the pandemic designation, correct?
It's true, because if the pharmaceutical companies wanted to have a real business, they have a monopoly on the vaccines. And this is what they tried by using new vaccines, using adjuvants, using new technologies to breed the virus for the vaccine. And this were patented methods, so they could monopolize it and tell the governments that this was a pandemic vaccine, a special one, which they can produce more quickly than normally. And this is what they made the contract. And so this is the trick, how the big pharmaceutical companies had this marketing commitment. Normally, you can, if you have the virus, which is to come, you make a mixture of certain viruses you expect to come. And there are so many facilities all over the world which would be able to produce non-patented vaccines everywhere, very fast and very much adapted to the epidemiological situation. But when you do this with a monopole, when you have such a small passage only, and everything has to go through those few enterprises, it is not faster, it's not quicker. And I think it is just the wrong pandemic plans we do. We should have no patents on vaccines. This is what we think politically. The Council of Europe already had a decision on this. We said there should be no patents, no monopoles possible on life-saving vaccines.
Because, doctor, doesn't that also incentivize the big pharma to engage in hype and hoaxes and fraud because it is a monetary driver?
Yes, I think it is their trick that they always try to monopolize this, and we pay much more like this. If we would pay the scientists to find out the best vaccines and to develop the best vaccines, and let this do without patents, and let them be copied all over the world very fast,
right,
the taxpayer would be much better off, and it would be much cheaper.
Now, Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg, I want to move quickly because I know your time is precious here and you're very busy. I have so many questions, but a thought that I just had when you mentioned the third world, they're already saying they're going to ship this throughout the year around the world when they admit that the virus is already mutated and is already even weakening more. And in 6 months, a year, it'll be absolutely worthless if it wasn't already worthless. And they're saying they're going to ship the unused vaccine because the hoax failed, the people didn't take it in mass, to the third world. I mean, is that not manifest fraud on top of fraud right there?
But there is no influenza in the hot countries, and they don't need it. And there is no influenza in the Arctic neither. The virus needs a certain climate to spread, and this is only in our regions in winter. And so the third world doesn't need it really. But I had a discussion yesterday with Japanese colleagues, and the Japanese, they are going to have the vaccination campaign in February, so they just will start now, and they know already that it is a very mild flu to come, and there is no danger in it, but Japan bought vaccines for 110 million people. and they cannot retire from this vaccine contract. So they are in a very, very big political dilemma now, and they have very big problems because the Japanese people, they already know it wouldn't be necessary to get vaccinated. What shall Japan do with all its vaccines?
But that's my next issue, is this is destroying the credibility of the entire medical system when it is Big Pharma that is doing it. In the Council of Europe report, it is discussed that this is an untested, dangerous vaccine. Can you speak to that? Also, can you speak to the German military and government ministers being given a special additive-free vaccine? That isn't a very strong vote of confidence.
Yeah, this is the two. This is 2 points. The first thing is that the pandemic vaccine is a pandemic vaccine, and it was planned to be produced very fastly. And so this is the we have additives, adjuvants, and with it, and they are only tested with elderly people. This is why the FDA in U.S. didn't allow this vaccine to be used with children and younger people in U.S. And so U.S. people population is well. Better protected against those side effects. But in Europe, we just use them for children, for pregnant women, and there are no clinical testing has been done with children and with some of the vaccines. And there are other vaccines, which you spoke about, for soldiers. This is a vaccine which takes the whole virus, and it is known to have more side effects. So it's not better than the ones the rest of the population gets.
Well, yes, sir. Doctor, we know what adjuvants did with the anthrax shot. The Pentagon suspended it because in young people, as you know, doctor, before the audience may not, when you give a young person who has a really strong immune system an adjuvant, it can trigger what the cytokine storm and have the lungs fill full of liquid similar to hemorrhagic fever, correct?
I don't have this scientific evidence for this, but I know that the adjuvants, they stimulate the immune system enormously. And this may lead to misfunction of the immune system, which means that there may be autoimmune diseases or allergic diseases result afterwards within those vaccinated people.
So, what about all the confirmed cases of Guillain-Barré?
Guillain-Barré was there when they had this vaccine. It was in U.S. when they stopped having this, and this is there is evidence for this. But what they use now is a new patent adjuvant, and we don't have any evidence how the side effect of this will be. But this is a big risk, and it would not be necessary to take this risk.
I mean, sure, if the flu was killing tens of millions of people, it might be if you could trust the shot. But if it's a mild, bottom line, doctor, you personally looking at the research, is this a giant hoax? Was this, I mean, we know they paid off most of the big health ministers to come out and fearmonger. Is that not a conflict of interest?
It is, for sure, it is a conflict of interest. Those people who are there for their shareholders, who are ahead to have the interest of the pharmaceutical companies and to earn a lot of money, they have different reasons to decide, and they decide differently than those people who are in charge of public health and of safety. And the WHO is an institution, a public institution for public health, and its decision should not be influenced by the interests of the industry. And this seems to be what happened. There is no other explanation for those decisions.
Bottom line, it's a hoax.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg is our guest. We're going to give you his website when we come back. I'm going to try to twist his arm into staying maybe to 40 after, because we're going to have 1 5-minute segment when we come back. And I've got this huge list of questions. If it sounds like I'm interrupting you, doctor, it's just I mean, you are such a great person. This council is doing such great work exposing this fraud.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's A-plus to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Wolfgang Wudarg, Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg is our guest. It's wudarg.de is the website. We've got it up on screen at prisonplanet.tv for the viewers. Radio listeners can go to infowars.com and link over. We've got him till 40 after, graciously giving us a lot of time. He was the head of the investigation for the 47-member nation body, Council of Europe, Parliamentary Assembly over health, and they just had the start of the intense investigation. I want to get into that in the next segment. Any new breaking info that came out, what you were told by Big Pharma that you had before you. But first, Doctor, you talk about the bird flu, and I have the Czech Republic news. I have the London Telegraph, where they were mixing weaponized, I mean, very deadly bird flu in. Thank God they found out it was killing the test animals. We have homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. Roughly 30% that were given it died. The media never said what big pharma company that was. You mentioned that hoax as well. Can you speak to that?
Oh, I'm not so much in this matter. I only know that the enterprise of Baxter sent such stuff to 16 laboratories in Europe. And that in Czech Republic they found out that it is a very dangerous mixture which they send, and it is said that they send it by accident, but the enterprise doesn't declare anything. And as far as I know, there have been no parliamentary investigation. I think there should be a very deep and thorough investigation on this. What I know is there is some courts dealing with this, so we have to look at the single states. And I think the German parliament should, too, be engaged in this and have a look what happened, really what happened, why it happened. It is a very dangerous thing. If those materials are handled, if those dangerous viruses are handled by people who are not very responsible and who are not very much bound to public interest and to public health, this is a dangerous thing. And if an enterprise which goes for money has such stuff, I think it is not, we should not allow this.
I also saw a lot of top genetic engineers and scientists in the headlines, I would imagine you saw it, Doctor, saying this was clearly a manufactured, that the swine flu appeared to come out of nowhere in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year, and that it had a pedigree leading back to laboratories.
It is a funny thing that it went like it went, and it is an unusual event which happened, and the blow-up, which was made very soon after the whole thing started, seems to be an indication that there was that there were people already waiting for something to happen to use this what happened for their purposes. It looks like that, but we have to find out what really happened, and I don't know it.
Well, sir, you told me off air you were aware of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I will send you today the secret Department of Cemetery document we got in January of 2009 and the clips of an emergency manager who we did not give his name, but we confirmed who he was. We interviewed him. Others interviewed him. I interviewed him off air. We had the reporter on who interviewed him with the newspaper.com. In January, 3 months before the hype in Mexico City began, they went all over the U.S. from California, Illinois, New York, and I got the Bureau of Cemeteries and said, millions will die, prepare for martial law. Now, it appears that that was done. Also, in April, got secret documents, Department of Health in Texas, where they told them we're really at level six and that the government was scaring the locals covertly to create this fear. So clearly, sir, we know before it even popped up in Mexico that they were hyping this.
I don't know whether your parliamentarians in your parliament, whether they are after, they should be after this too. Because when we have such information in parliament, normally the opposition goes for it and the opposition tries to find out. And the parliamentarians have the right to investigate everything. Every door has to open if a parliamentarian comes. And it has to be made obvious. We have to see all the files. This is how we work normally in many countries of Europe. In Germany, I did this many times, and this should be done, and there should be investigations. And so I think this is a very big and very severe suspicion we must have, and so we have to be sure.
Well, sir, really going back to the hoax, which you're agreeing, clearly it's a hoax, what was the point of the hoax? And we also know, again, all these different government ministers in health, a lot of them are on the payroll of these companies.
I know about some countries that there are lists now of scientists who advised the Minister of Health, and those scientists are on the payroll of several companies. I know this about, I have information about France, I have information about Holland, I have information about in Britain. So, and my colleague, he will from the Labour Party, a parliamentarian from Great Britain, who will continue to have this auditions done. He will invite them, and he will try to get expertise and scientific evidence what really happened.
All right, got a break, Doctor. Final segment with our guest. We'll talk about what they discovered in their investigation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Wolfgang Wodarr is our guest. We've just got about 8 minutes left with him today. His website is wodarg.de, W-O-D-A-R-G. Very honored to have him with us. He headed up the investigation for the 47-member Health Council of Europe. Okay, sir, tell us, now that you've had official hearings on this, new information that you've discovered. You also told me during the break the connection between bird flu, swine flu, secret contracts, why that is so important.
Yeah, we had a first audition, and the WHO representative was there, and we asked them which reasons they had to change the definition of a pandemic, and he didn't give us scientific reasons. He just told us that the WHO is asking many scientists. He told us the number of scientists, about 138 scientists, he said, they were asking, and after this, they had changed the definition. But when you really see the press reports from that time, it's from the 19th of May, and we asked him this too. Then you can see that there were many member states urging the WHO not to use the new definition. And Mr. Fukuda, who is the representative of WHO, who was present in Strasbourg, he told us, he told those member states of WHO, he told them, yes, we will have a deep thought on it. But then they met again with the pharmaceutical industry, and they just went on blindly using this unwanted pandemic definition, and this led to spending enormous amounts of money, and this led to unnecessary vaccinations of millions of people. So I think this will be a very severe thing, and accusations we have against the WHO and against those pharmaceutical companies doing such an undue influence on the WHO decisions.
Well, Dr. Wodarg, we know that they paid off ministers. We know they falsified the pandemic. We know they didn't get proper testing of the vaccine. We know they're making billions of dollars off of this. We know that bird flu trials killed a bunch of people. I mean, is this not a very serious criminal operation that we're investigating?
I think we have to stop this entering of the private pharmaceutical firms to the public health institution. They should just leave this institution. They should have no influence on the decisions of the agency, of the public health agency, which is so important for protecting us against health spreads worldwide. And this shall be one of our goals, to give advice to our governments to go to the World Health Assembly and to say that WHO has to change its rules and that there has to be more transparency. This will be the result, I think, of our recommendations. This will be our recommendations to the member states.
Well, we know that in the U.S. and Europe, especially the U.S., because I've really studied that area, perhaps you can fill us in on Europe. I mean, these are very draconian powers, and they tried to have forced inoculations in New York State and Massachusetts State. I saw some European Union member states tried to say everyone must take it. It's the law. Isn't this a human rights issue when the government in league with Big Pharma says you must take this experimental shot?
Yes, the Council of Europe is a human rights institution, and this is why we deal with the matter, because the integrity of the body and the right to health is a very important fundamental right, which is touched, and it should not be touched by if a doctor just does something because he wants to earn money, he is punished. If he doesn't do it for the health of his patient, but he does it only for his pockets. So if an institution or if a big institution does decisions for money and is influenced by people who do it for money, this is a crime too, and I think we have to go after it as a human rights institution, and we will do with it.
Well, sir, we appreciate you joining us here today. My final question is this. It's two-part. What is the process on the report? Any other breaking news that came out of the preliminary hearings? So what is the process? Any new information, breaking news you'd like to relay to the world here? And when will the final report come out?
I think the last question I can answer, the first, is that there is no pandemic vaccination necessary. We know this now. Rather, we are very, very sure that it is not necessary. So the people were right in France, the people were right in Germany not to have this pandemic vaccination. This is the first and most important thing. And what will be the result of our investigations? We see that in many national parliaments, we have special investigations according to their institutes and their scientists now. So we are 47 nations, 47 parliaments will do investigations. And what we do in the Council of Europe, we will be the platform for exchange of experience. And we will foster this discussion in the national parliaments, and we try to feed them with information we get from WHO and from other institutions. We are now collect all information. We are in this period that we collect many, many information about single scientists, single institutes, where they get their money from. And all this is now collected, and we get a better and better mosaic, a better picture of what had happened. And this will be the report then, and the recommendations will come out of it.
Well, we know laws have been broken, some crimes have been committed, conflict of interest. But if this clear picture is confirmed, do you believe that there will be calls for indictments or criminal investigations, or does Big Pharma have too much control?
There is no law for WHO. There is no one who punishes those people in WHO. We only have national law. So this is very important that we have collect the information, and on the national level, we try to find those people responsible and we try to punish them there if they did something wrong.
Because if we don't, they're just going to keep doing this over and over again.
Again, yes. But this is the task of the governments, because the governments, they define the role of the WHO. It's a contract between the UN nations, and the UN nations and the governments of those nations, they control the work of WHO. But it's the government; it's not the parliament.
Will you be able to ever get those secret contracts?
We got it in Germany, the French got it, and the national parliaments are now working to get all the contracts. The Japanese told me that they had no possibility to retire from their contract, as we in Germany succeeded to do a little bit. So we negotiated with the pharmaceutical companies, and they let us save a little bit money from those almost 700 million euros they wanted first. So it's very, very different from nation to nation, and I just can tell my colleagues and just can ask my colleagues in all parliaments, go ahead, have investigations, have a deep look. We cannot tolerate such a development. We cannot have this the next winter again. We don't want such fake pandemics.
But the good news is the court of public opinion, I've seen the numbers. This is record numbers of people not buying the hype who are refusing to take the shots. And in the final equation, we're going to let you go, doctor. Who are the real bad guys? Big Pharma? And are you saying the WHO is run by Big Pharma?
The WHO has opened the door for Big Pharma. And the Big Pharma influences the WHO by scientists with institutes paid by Big Pharma. Scientists are dependent that the institutes get money from Big Pharma, and the scientists go there. They do the clinical studies for Big Pharma on one hand. On the other hand, they go to WHO and say, you have to buy those pills, do such decisions. This is what the suspicion is, and this cannot be tolerated. The public health institutions have to be free from influence, from economic influence. It's about our health. It's not about business.
Yeah. Well, that's like Rick Perry, our governor, saying all girls must take the Gardasil shot that they admits killed a bunch of people. And then that wasn't even a law. He just recommended it, but went on TV and said it was the law. Hoax after hoax, and it turned out most of his party got massive money from Merck. Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg, we appreciate Dr. Wodarg for joining us. Wodarg.de is the website, W-O-D-A-R-G. We appreciate you and your colleagues' unanimous investigation, unanimously agreeing this is a hoax and a fraud and expanding the investigation. We salute your courage, sir, and we'll continue to watch the investigation and the report.
Thank you very much for your interest.
Take care, sir. We're very, very interested. Thank you. There goes Dr. Wodarg. Now, notice that they tried to make it mandatory in France and then in states in the U.S., and this whole thing fell apart because we exposed it, because we found out in January early on that they were planning a flu hoax hype. We didn't know if it would be real. We didn't know if it would be super deadly. We didn't know if there would be martial law. We just knew they were hardening all police facilities for martial law in the name of pandemic megadeth flu. Millions dead in Illinois. Millions dead in New York State. I mean, these are the documents we got. These are the eyewitnesses. And I went on air in January, in February, in March, and said, look for flu. And then when it popped up in Mexico and they hyped it up, we said, we don't know what's happening, but we know they're staging it. Look out. And our websites got hacked. We got attacked. And then I really got concerned because these were government level attacks. And I was like, my God, this is real. But the good news is we exposed the hoax together, you, the listeners of this show and others. And we came through this together. And now they are damaged to where it will be hard for them. But Obama signed an executive order for total police state control during a biological attack. What, he signed that a month ago, or I guess it was in December, a month and a half ago now. And so it's hard to believe we're in the second month of 2010. Before we know it, it'll be December 31st, 2010, and we'll be going into 2011 and all of this craziness. But we've got Freeway Ricky Ross coming up, who was running narcotics for the CIA and